是思想罗马书第十二章。
And for this month, we have been pondering about this Romans chapter 13.
我们在十三章谈到保罗突然间转变很大的话题。
And this chapter 13 suddenly the Paul changed a very big, to a very big topic.
就基督徒与这世界上的政府之间的关系。
The relationship of Christian and also the government authority in the world.
基督徒是天国的子民。
As a Christian, we are the citizens of heaven.
基督徒又是地上国度的公民。
And also as a Christian, we are the citizens of the earth.
天上的国跟地上的国是很不一样。
And the heavenly kingdom and earthly kingdom are totally different things.
耶稣说我的国不属于这世界。
Jesus said, my kingdom doesn't belong to the earth.
所以我们永恒的生命来说
So from our eternal life perspective,
我们是属天国的。
We belong to the heavenly kingdom.
但我们暂时的生活来说
But from a temporary life that we have,
我们是在地上的国的。
We are living on the earthly kingdom.
在天国有天国的宪法。
So in earthly heavenly kingdom, there's a heavenly kingdom constitution.
地上的国有地上的国的宪法。
And also there's constitution for the earthly kingdom.
天国有天国的君主。
And there is also the lord of the heavenly kingdom.
地上的国有地上的国度的君王。
There are also the kings of the earthly kingdoms.
天国有天国的治理百姓的原则。
And there's the principle whereby the heavenly government govern the heavenly people.
地上的国有地上国治理百姓的原则。
So also on the earthly kingdom, there are rules that govern over them.
当天国的宪法跟地上国度的宪法冲突的时候
，When the heavenly constitution and earthly constitution conflict,
当地上的君主抵挡天上的君王的
，When the earthly king want to go against the heavenly lord,
当天上的原则跟地上的原则有所矛盾的时候
，When heavenly principle come into contradiction with the earthly principle,
我们做基督徒应当怎么样？
As a Christian, what then should we do?
因为实实在来说，所谓的双重国籍，就是从基督徒信主以后开始。
Because truly speaking, it begins with you when you become a Christian, get a dual citizenship.
你们比较年纪大的人知道，在七十年代，美国一个 Nixon 总统，他最后政坛要把他弹劾，国会要把他弹劾之前，他不得不宣布辞职。
You know, Nixon, he was actually
impeached
by the parliament of this U.S.
Before the impeachment of the U.S. Congress, he got down from his position.
在没有被弹劾之前，他就辞职下台了。
那跟他在一起的有一些说谎的政客。
And they were together with some of these politicians. They also lied together with him.
其中一个最重要的人叫做 Charles Colson。
One of the most important person is Charles Colson.
后来 Charles Colson 也被关进监牢。
And Charles Colson later on will be imprisoned.
那这个 Ford, 居然 Ford 做总统就宣布特赦，不再追究尼克逊罪恶。
So when Gerald Ford became president, he forgave all the Nixon's fault.
所以呢，就是那水门事件。
So there's a Watergate event.
那这件事情发生以后呢
？So after this thing has happened,
美国人很多很不满意 Ford 对于他的特赦。
So many of the Americans are not happy with his forgiveness to Nixon.
所以 Ford 做了一任总统就不再被选了。
So after one term of presidency, he was not re-elected.
但是 Ford 是唯一不被选而可以登上美国总统宝座的历史的人物。
But then Ford is the only one in the U.S. history who become a president without election.
现在我要讲的是就是这个 Charles Colson 这个人。
Now I want to talk about this Charles Colson, this person.
这个人本来是基督徒。
That he was actually a Christian.
他搞政治的时候很兴趣，对基督教就慢慢的忘记。
So when he come involved in politics, he's so interested in politics, he's not interested in Christianity anymore.
玩弄政治手段的时候就忘记很多圣经的原则。
So when he play with politics, he forgot a lot of biblical principles.
他卷入了这个水门舰事件的敲诈的这个历史。
So he was involved in the Watergate scandal.
他就变成尼克逊总统的一个牺牲品。
So he became a sacrifice of Nixon's government.
他坐在监牢以后
，So when he was in prison，
开始重新思想，我做一个基督徒，我在地上的政治跟我在上帝的家里面，应当怎样兼顾两种的国度
？He began to rethink that as a citizen of the world and also as a citizen of God, how should I reaffirm the two kingdoms？
所以圣灵就在。监牢中间给他大大工作。
So then Holy Spirit worked mightily when he was in prison.
后来他彻底悔改。
Then totally he repented.
他知道他不对。
He knew that he was wrong.
政客或者政治家都是思想敏锐，对社会很了解，口才特别好的。
You know, as the politician or the statesman, they are so sensitive to the situation of the society and very eloquent.
当他们监牢的时期不行的时间过了以后
，So after their imprisonment，
他出来以后
，After he was released，
他到处为主做见证。
He goes to every place to bear witness for the Lord，
见证他过去的错误
，And to bear witness of how he was wrong in the past，
见证基督徒应当怎样悔改，应当怎样为主而活
，And to testify how Christians repent and live for the Lord。
想不到
，But then
Charles Colson 一下子成了美国最多人想听的讲员。
This Charles Colson suddenly became a speaker wherever everybody is seeking for.
所以他是美国里面最多教会请去做讲员、做见证，比牧师更有人喜欢。
And as compared to the pastor, he is the most welcome speaker among all churches in the state.
许多的大聚会都请去了。
So many of big meetings invited him to be the speaker.
后来他从那个时候开始不再走政治路线，他就走一个做传道工作的人。
From that time on, he doesn't involve himself as a politician, but as a minister.
那他就开始写书。
So he began to write books.
这是第一件重要的事情。
And that's the important thing that he had.
除此之外，他到处见证。
And after that, he go every place to bear testimony for the Lord.
这是第二件事。
And the second thing.
第三件事。
And the third.
他要好好注意到监牢布道的工作。
He want to pay attention to the prison evangelism.
所以他就创立了改良监牢、监牢布道，在监牢中间设立团契。这种工作
so he established a ministry whereby they have a fellowship for the prisoners.
因为一个基督徒犯罪进监牢，变成所有监牢一个最大的福气。
So as a Christian, he was imprisoned and turned to be a blessing to many people who are imprisoned.
有这个 Charles Colson 的这个监牢团契的这一种的运动，就开始蔓延到全世界。
So this fellowship of the prisons now spread to every place.
所以世界各地的基督徒也感觉到这种侍奉是很需要的。
So for the whole world, they feel that the need of this prison ministry.
那我自己几次见过 Charles Colson。
So I personally a few times I've met with this Charles Colson.
有一次他到印尼来的时候，我就坐在他的旁边，我们代表基督教界欢迎他，与他谈话。
There was one he came to Indonesia. I sat just beside him, representing Indonesia to welcome him.
他写了十多本书，其中一本叫做《Kingdoms in Conflict》。
那么 he has written more than 10 books. He has written one book called Kingdoms in Conflict, 在冲突中的国度。
我不知道这本书到底有没有翻译成中文。我念的是英文。
I don't know whether this book has been translated into Chinese because the book I read is in English.
这就提醒基督徒，我们是活在两个国度的中间。
This book reminds us that as Christians we live between two kingdoms.
我们又是上帝国的子民。
We are the children of God in heaven.
我们又是地上国度的公民。
But then we are citizens of other kingdom.
那么怎么样做一个好基督徒呢？
How are we going to be a good Christian?
我们顺服神的命令。
We want to submit to God's commandment.
我们做一个怎样做一个好的公民？
How can we a good citizen?
我们顺服地上的政。
We want to obey the earthly government.
但是当地上的政权跟天国的宪法是相违背的时候，
But when the earthly government authority conflict with the heavenly rules,
我们怎样雄跟鱼？熊掌跟鱼可以兼顾呢
How can we choose between the two?
我们怎么样可以做的又是好基督徒又是好公民
How can we be a good citizen and at the same time be a good Christian?
所以呢这是我们很重要的一个思想
This is something important for us to ponder
我相信许多人在不注意的中间在下意识都闪过这些难题
I believe that subconsciously these are questions that flip to your mind
那么呢今天福音派的人
Today the evangelicals,
特别是灵恩派
and especially charismatic,
就从来没有根本的去处理这个事情。
They will never deal this problem from the root.
他们的一种下意识的解释办法，解释的办法是什么
？Subconsciously, the way they explain this is,
就是逃避
to run away.
逃避什么
？Run away from what?
逃避挣扎。
Run away from the struggle.
逃避困难。
Run away from the problems.
那怎样在两个国度中间过生活呢
？How then do we live between these two kingdoms?
礼拜一到礼拜六，活在马来西亚。
From Monday to Saturday, you live in Malaysia.
做马来西亚的公民。
And become a citizen of Malaysia.
礼拜天到礼拜堂做上帝的国民。
On the Sunday, you go to the church, become the people of God.
从礼拜堂出来又做马来西亚公民。
So when you come out from the church, you become a citizen of Malaysia again.
那这样呢，在做礼拜的时候完全忘记的事情。
So then when you are worshipping on Sunday, you forget totally about the world.
在世界上的时候完全忘记上帝。
But then when you're in the world, you totally forget about God.
所以我们做一个自我二分割的一种分裂的生活。
So we kind of someone who is separated into two.
所以这就是许多人所谓的做基督徒跟做非基督徒的这个各种行业中间的人，这些专业人士不同地方在哪里。
And that's why they said, what's the difference between professionals who are Christian at the same time who are working in the world?
基督徒的医生跟非基督徒医生什么不同呢？
The Christian physician and the non-Christian physician, what's the difference?
基督徒的教授跟非基督徒教授什么？
Christian professor and non-Christian professor, what's the difference?
很多人是基督徒教授，就是呢，基督徒教授在拜一到拜六教书，礼拜天做礼拜。
And they say the Christian professor on Monday to Saturday they will teach, on Sunday they come to the church.
非基督教授礼拜一到礼拜六教书，礼拜天去看电影。
And the non-Christian professor from Monday to Saturday they teach, on Sunday they go to the cinema.
所以就看礼拜天他有没有去做礼拜，就知道不知道他是不是基督徒或者非基督徒。
So it all depends on Sunday whether they go to the church, then will decide whether he's a Christian or he's not a Christian.
我相信我们无意中都已经活在这种分裂的状态中。
I believe that unconsciously we are living in such a situation.
那么到底上帝在你的教授生活中有什么地位？
So God then in your professorship, what kind of position you occupy?
上帝在医学界中间的伦理有什么地位？
That in the medical ethic, what kind of position God has?
上帝在科学家的身份上面有什么地位？
In your position as a scientist, what kind of position God has?
上帝在做生意的人他的生意场上有什么影响呢？
And upon the businessman in the business field, what kind of influence God exerts in that field?
或者用另外一句话来说，
or in another way expression,
基督教的信仰、伦理跟价值观怎样在人社会各行各业中间有地位呢？
The Christian faith, ethic and value, how would they enjoy position in the different fields of the world?
许多的福音派不 touch, 不处理这个事。
Many of the evangelicals do not deal with this problem.
许多的灵恩派就让你拜一到拜六已经忙得不得了，累得不得了，苦得不得了。礼拜天来唱歌麻醉自己，那这样逃避世界，礼拜一再回去麻烦。
So then, as for Americans, when they thought that we are so worried, so much trouble on Monday to Saturday, we come to the church to sing to release ourselves on Sunday.
这种分割，这种逃避
，this kind of dualism, this kind of escapism,
这种麻痹是一个。自我欺骗
This kind of numbness is some self-deceit
归正神学不同的地方
Reform theology the difference is
归正神学提倡文化使命
Because we promote our cultural mandate
所以我们应当有基督徒的政治观
That we must have the Christian view of politics
有基督徒的价值观
Christian view of values
有基督徒的社会观
And Christian view of society
有基督徒的事业观
Christian view of professions
有基督徒是伦理观
Christian views of ethics
那这些东西要超越世上学术界所能提供的一些贡献
and all these things will surpass the kind of contribution that come from a secular world
那么在各行各业中间
then in all professions and fields
在社会各种阶层的层次里面
and the different strata of society
在各种学术研究的范围里面
in various different academic fields
表现基督教信仰的精神
when to manifest the Christian spirit
表现基督徒伦理的精神
manifest the Christian ethics
表现我们基督徒做事的精神
manifest the kind of working spirit with us as Christians
这是我们的工作伦理
so our work ethics
我们的自责态度
our this attitude to knowledge
我们的社会责任
our social responsibilities
我们的艺术参与
and also our involvement in art
我们的整个人类的贡献里面
and through the contribution of the whole society of man
都可以为主发光
we can strive for the Lord
这样就成为耶稣所说你们是世上的光
then,
世上的盐
then we can be what Jesus said you are the light and the salt of the world
我们在地上不是做一个假冒伪善的人
so upon the earth we are not hypocrites
在地上跟他们一样骗，跟他们一样说谎，跟他们一样用各样的手段行不义的事。
That we are like them doing an evil things, this, this evil thing and unrighteous thing, the same that we done.
那礼拜天听到的时候，他应当传福音，才告诉那些你所骗的人，你信耶稣好不好
？But then on Sunday we are being reminded that we preach the gospel, and then on Monday we want the neighbor to believe in God.
那如果他知道你是骗他，他说我信的变成你这样，我才不要信。
If he were to know that he had seen him before, you know, if I were to commit that Christian like you, I don't want to be a Christian.
所以这个双重过度的挣扎
，this kind of struggle between a dual kingdomship,
双重公民的责任
，and also responsibility of dual citizenship
是很不简单。
It is not easy.
如果呢，马来西亚的教会有一些知识分子的领袖
，if Malaysian churches there are some intellectual leaders,
可以从圣经。抓到了那些真正文化神学的使命。
They're coming from the Bible and they draw some principle or cultural mandate.
他们给你们开一些特别的讲座。
And to teach you with some seminars.
相信你就会做一个更好的基督徒。
I believe that you become a better Christian.
不再逃避。
That you will not become a runaway.
不再麻醉自己。
You will not numb yourself.
不再割裂自己的生命。
You will not also split your own personality.
做一个精神分裂症的基督徒。
Become a Christian of schizophrenia.
这是很可怜的事情。
This is something pitiful.
所以保罗呢是罗马公民。
Paul is a Roman citizen.
保罗有是犹太血统。
Paul also belongs to the Jews.
保罗按照法利赛派的这个规矩呢，被训练成了法利赛人。
According to the Pharisee training, he became a Pharisee.
保罗后来在大马色路上接受耶稣基督，成了基督徒。
On the way to Damascus, he received Christ Jesus and became a Christian.
不但如此，在上帝的差派之下，他成了外邦人的使徒。
And because God sent him, he became the apostle of the Gentiles.
所以保罗懂得希腊文化。
Paul knew about the Greek culture.
保罗懂得雅典的哲学。
He knew about the philosophy of Athens.
保罗又懂得罗马的法律。
He knew about the laws of Rome.
保罗又是在这个的大树长大。
And he was born and brought up in Tarsus.
在加马列门下受教。
In Gamaliel, he was trained.
所以无论政治、文化、知识、学术、宗教、信仰。他都明白。
So you talk about politics, philosophy, theology, and also his religion. He knew everything.
所以我相信全本圣经里面除了他以外，彼得有提过一些对政府的态度。
So I believe that other than Paul, the other one is a Peter who mentioned a little bit about attitude towards government.
保罗是最适合讨论文化使命的人。
But then Paul is the most appropriate person to talk about cultural mandate.
当你看见他在雅典的时候。
When you know that he was in Athens,
他以比古罗以及斯多瓦派两派最先进的哲学家辩论的时候
to the Epicureans, to the Stoics, when he had a debate with them,
他不但自己知道自己的信仰是什么
not only he knew himself what he believed in,
他也知道对方的思想哲学的内容是什么
he knew also the content of the philosophies of the two groups,
所以他超过所有的系统
So he surpassed all systems.
他做到了孙子兵法所讲的一句话，知己知彼，百战不殆。
And just a tragedy in 孙子 he said that if you know others, you know yourself, then you cannot be defeated.
保罗在雅典讲话。
So in Athens when he speaks,
是许多希腊哲学的思想家都改变过来。
Even many of the Greek philosophers were converted.
甚至在亚六巴古的官丢尼修后来也跟随他了。
Even the Aristarchus, this officer also became his followers.
所以这成了基督教传播的一个典范。
So they become a paradigm for Christian when he evangelized.
对高层知识分子的外邦人
to the high intellectual pagans,
怎样切入。
How do you enter with a bright point?
怎样剖析
How do you analyze?
怎样影响他们
How to influence them?
怎样把他们的心夺回
How do you draw their heart back?
归向上帝
To come to God.
所以保罗在哥林多后书讲一句话
So in 2 Corinthians Paul said,
我们在上帝面前
Before God,
我们征战
When we fight,
要靠着上帝的能力
We must rely on the power of God.
攻破仇敌一切的营垒
We attack all the castles of the enemies.
把拦阻人认识上帝
So the things that hinder from people from knowing God,
各样的事一概攻破了
All these things we abolish.
把人的心意夺回
So you might capture people's mind to God.
就他们归向上帝
They will come back and return to God.
保罗在雅典
Paul in Athens,
用希腊哲学 对付希腊哲学家
using the Greek philosophy to deal with the Greek philosophers
保罗在犹太人中间
when among the Jews
他借着旧约的思想指引这是指向耶稣基督的预言
according to Old Testament thinking they want to point that all these prophecies point to Jesus Christ
保罗以罗马帝国公民的身份
and as a citizen of the Roman Empire
对罗马人说你们怎样顺服地上的政府
and also to the Roman he said how do you want to submit to the earthly government
所以这样一个的胸有成
So a man with so many thinking in his mind
非常明白各样的精细的内容的律法家神学家哲学家社会学家
A one who totally understands the delicacy of all these things of philosophy, politics and theology
他真有资格说在犹太人中间我做犹太人在罗马人中间我做罗马人
He is really qualified to say that among the Jews I behave like a Jews among the Romans I behave like a Romans
这句话不是他精神分裂
This is not because he has a schizophrenia
这句话告诉我们他有一个万有引能够应用到万方的原理
Meaning that he is a principle that actually accommodates many things
所以一个道理万条用
So that he has a single principle that applies to various circumstances
罗马人所懂的是条条大路通罗马
What the Romans understand is that always lead to Rome
保罗所说的神的道通万条路
But then Paul said that God's word would lead to every aspect
所以这成了我们的典范
So they become our paradigm
求主兴起
May God rise us up
马来西亚有这样的青年人
In Malaysia there are such young people
把神的道具具都把它细细的技巧吞下去
Every single word of God went through it and understand it
成了你生命的一部分
So it become part of your life
运用这个超过所有文化的最高的神真理的智慧的道去剖析去光照去影响各方各地的
And using this highest wisdom of God's word you want to influence in all fields
这就是这一段圣经里面
And that is what this verse contains
最后可能达到引申出来的果效
That it can be extended, extrapolated to have this kind of influence
保罗说你们怕政府吗
Paul said, are you afraid of the government?
你不必怕
You don't fear them
只要你做的是对的
Only what you do is right
你就不必惧怕
You don't have to be afraid of them
如果你做的是错的
If you do wrong things
你就必须要惧怕
Then you should fear them
所以政权的存在
So the existence of political power
不是为了使百姓惧怕
It is not because to cause frightenedness in us
圣权的存在
But the existence of government
来保障百姓的安全
It will protect the security of people
那我们的神为什么把这种政权放在我们的上面
So our God why is that he put this authority above us
因为神是政权的源头
Because God is the source of government authority
神是政权的施予者
And also God is the giver of government authority
神也是政权的审判者
and God is the judge of government authority
神更是政权的接束者跟代替者
and all the more God is the one who is going to replace the government and substitute it with other powers
基督徒内心的深处
so deep in our heart is a Christian
第一 the first, 我们清楚知道神的权柄大过政府的权柄
clearly we know the authority of God is higher than the government authority
第二
the second
我们知道是上帝许可政权存在
we know that it's God who permits and allows government authority to exist
上帝吩咐我们要顺服政权
and God has instructed us to obey government authorities
第三
the third
上帝的道使我们懂得在什么事情上应当顺从在什么事情上不应当顺从至当
的 the word of God teaches us so that we know that it's appropriate in what circumstances we submit and what circumstances not to submit
第四样
and the fourth
我们知道我们若没有违背那些不合没有违背神的道同神的永远的法律的事情
We know that those things that never go against God's law and rules
我们就不需要惧怕政府
Then we do not have to be afraid of government
当政府或者世上的国度的宪法跟上帝的道冲突的时候
When the government authority go against God
我们还是照样尊主伟大
We still want to respect and honor God as the highest
顺从神
And to submit to God
那么这样招来了我们可能被逼害被杀死或者被审判的危机怎么办呢
Then because of that there may be a threat that whereby we'll be judged we'll be persecuted we'll be killed
我们内心深处已经养成了一种惧怕上帝不惧怕人 是应该的。
But then in our heart we have this kind of belief that it's too reasonable to obey God, not to obey man.
如果政府的条例、宪法跟上帝的道没有违背，怎么样呢？
If the rule and constitution of the government do not go against God's rule,
我们就要顺从政府。
Then we must obey to the government.
基督徒为什么顺从政府呢？
Why is a Christian we obey government?
我们为了神最高的旨意，我们顺从政府。
Because of our highest will of God, that's why we submit to the government.
第二，
the second,
我们的为了政府是上帝派来的，是上帝的用人，所以我们顺从政府。
Because the government is established, sent by God, and also instituted by God as God's servant, and that's why we submit to them.
第三样，
the third,
政府是成为上帝公义的制裁者。为义的缘故，我们顺服政府。
And the government become the executor of God's righteousness, and for the sake of righteousness, we obey them.
我们的神是公义。
Our God is the righteous God.
是公义的源头。
And the source of righteousness.
是绝对公义者。
And it's the absolute righteous one.
所以神把这个公义的权柄交给政府。
So when God has given the authority of righteousness and justice to the government,
没有一个政府是没有法院的。
So not even a single government without a court.
没有一个政府是没有审判的。
Not even a government is without a judge.
没有一个政府是没有监牢的。
Not even a government without a prison.
这个法哦，赏善的权柄是上帝给他的。
So to judge the evil to award the good one is what God has given them.
我们要为着公义的原理，我们顺从。
So because of righteous principle, we have to obey them.
第三样。
The third.
我们为了良心，我们顺服政府。
For the sake of conscience, we have to obey the government.
所以保罗说，不是为了惧怕，更是为了良心。
Paul said, not because you are frightened, but because of conscience.
你的良心有上帝的义的功能。
Because conscience contains the principle of righteousness of God.
整个社会的良心就是法院。
So even the whole society, our conscience lies with the court.
个人的良心就是良心。
Personal conscience is our conscience.
良心跟法院应当有个契合。
So the conscience and also the court must work in harmony.
当法院违背公义原则的时候，
So when this court go against the righteous principle,
我们就不得不要顺服神，而对政权产生挑战。
Then at that time we got to obey God and challenge the government authority.
这件事是在马丁路德受审判的时候特别显明出来。
This is especially manifested at a time when Martin Luther was being judged.
马丁路德在沃姆斯受审判的时候。
And when he was being tried in Worm,
王帝说
，And emperor says,
你要收回你所写、所印、所已经发出去的所有文字。
You must recant all that you have written and printed and distributed.
这皇帝的背后竟然是教皇。
You know, behind that it was the, as the Pope.
也就是说地上代表上帝政权的教会。
That is the church that represents God on the earth.
已经变成支持地上不顺服上帝的这个国度的王权。这个撑腰者
become the supporter of this earthly emperor who go against God.
所以怎么办呢？
What are you going to do now?
马丁路德怎么回答？
Martin Luther said.
马丁路德回答一句话。
And one statement.
成为基督教历史中间有关两个政权冲突的时候，我们应当有的态度这么表达出来。
Become an attitude whereby we express when there's conflict within the earthly kingdom and heavenly kingdom.
Here, here I stand on the word of God.
我站在神的道上。
I will never withdraw everything I write.
我一定不会把我所写的把它退回。
I published.
我所印刷的。
Except it is contradictory with the word of God and my conscience.
除非这是与神的道与我的良心相冲突。
这句话变成历代名言。
So become the famous saying in the history.
我已经写的。
What I have written.
我已经印刷出。
What I published.
我绝不。把它收回来。
Absolutely, I not recant.
除非我所写的东西是违背圣经的。
Unless it go against the Bible,
是违背良心。
It go against my conscience.
换句话说呢
？In other words,
在政权的面前
，before the government authority,
他一定要从良心的深处做一个见证。
The deep from his heart, he must bear a testimony.
如果你跟上帝的道是相同的。
If you and God's word is in harmony,
相符合的
become one,
那我就顺服真理。
I will submit to the government authority.
我是从良心的深处顺服真理。
It's come from deep from my conscience. I submit to government.
但如果你所讲的是违背上帝的话
，If what you say go against God's word,
那我只能顺从上帝的道，不能顺从违背上帝道的政令。
I can only obey to the word of God and not to the government established in this place.
就是由我的良心所见证。
And my conscience bear the testimony.
So here, I stand on the word of God.
我就站在这里，站在神的道上。
Here,
在这里，我站在神的道上。
在这里，我如今站在上帝的话语上。
So here, I stand upon the word of God.
I will never withdraw everything I write and I publish.
我一定不会把我所写的、我所印刷的把它收回。
Except those are contradictory with the word of God and contradictory with my conscience.
除非那些是与神的道相违背，或是与我的良心相违背。
有人从这里发挥了路德宗神学一个很重要的特点，就是他们是与神的道以及良心做他们的支持。
So some develop a very special point of the Lutheran theology that they use the word of God and their conscience as the ground for their theology.
归正宗是非常尊重上帝的道以及理性怎么顺从上帝的真理。
So Reformed theology we respect the word of God and how a reason to submit to the word of God.
路德宗、信义宗是怎么顺服神的道以及怎么良心降服在神的道下。
So in the Lutheran theology they want to submit to the word of God and also how conscience to submit to the word of God.
所以你看见加文的神学跟路德的神学。
So you see Calvin's theology and this Lutheran theology.
一个是逻辑清楚的不得了。
One is so clear in logic.
一个是心灵很降服上。
Some in the spirit they submit to God. So clear.
这样的分法。
This kind of division.
不一定完完全全正确妥当。
Not maybe totally appropriate and right.
但是至少有它的重点是我们可以好好参考。
But at least a special emphasis with the two different theology.
为什么今天提到这一方面呢
？Why is it today I want to mention this?
因为这里是顺服政府，不单是为了权柄，为了惧怕，更是为了良心的原因。
Because here you say that we submit to this the government not because of the fear and also because of the rightness, but also because of conscience.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
这样你就差不多把这一段的话呢。重要的原则都听明白了。
Then now we have heard clearly about the principle contained in this passage.
那么前个礼拜跟上个礼拜，我提到政府有两个特别大的权柄是神交托给他们。
And last week and week before last, I will say that God has given two authority to the government.
第一个权柄就是军权。
The one is the military power.
第二个权柄就是财政权。
The other one is the financial economy power.
所以军队的权柄跟经济的权柄，神特别交给政府。
So God has specially given these two authorities, the government power, military power and financial power to the government.
所以政府配剑是应该的。
So for the government to wear sword is not reasonable.
他们的武器不是没有益处。
For them to have this military empowerment, it is beneficial.
政府抽税是合法的。
And for the government, it's legal for them to have taxation.
因为总需要有一些的钱被处理作为各样的开支的需要。
Because they need money to also be, meet the expenses incurment financially.
那基督徒要不要当兵
？So as a Christian must be with soldiers.
基督徒要不要抽税呢
？Do we have to pay tax？
这两个问题就来了。
And those two questions come.
既然政府配件不是突然的。
Since government of war the sword not in vain.
这句话已经隐藏着上帝把军权交给政府。
If it's only about the city, God has given this military power to the government.
所以基督徒在当兵，在保卫祖国，在参与战争的事情上，应当是有份的。
So Christian, we have been drafted into the army, and also we protect the nation. It is only but too reasonable.
那么在这件事情上。
Upon this,
有一些不同的教会不同的观念形成不同派系的思想
There are some different churches having different views become different kind of school of thought
一种就是主张可以打仗
And the one they support that we should have wars
第二种是不主张打仗
The second who is not in support of wars
所以支持可以打仗的
They who agree with warfare
无论如何反对打仗的
No matter for those who oppose wars,
他们就用各样的办法从圣经里面找支持，证明他们的理论是对的。
They try to find support from the Bible to support their doctrines.
那么支持可以打仗的。
And they who support warfare,
给我们看见耶和华带领以色列的军队。
They see that Jehovah was the warrior and leader of the Israelite armies.
万军之耶和华
，the God of hosts.
不但如此。
And only so,
圣经里面给我看见，当军人来问司祭约翰的时候，约翰没有对他们说放下兵器，不可参加战争，回家去做和平人士吧。
When these soldiers coming to ask John the Baptist, he did not say, "Put out your sword and go back and become a civilian."
所以呢，他们认为圣经没有反对战争。
So they say that the Bible never opposed warfare.
但是反战派的人怎么讲
？But those who oppose warfare say,
他四条诫命明明说不可杀人。
Because in the Ten Commandments says, "Thou shalt not kill."
打仗是没有办法避免杀人。
So when you have warfare, of course you kill.
上帝说不可杀人就不可杀人，不可当兵，不可参与战争。
So when God says you should not kill, you should not kill, and you should not be involved in warfare.
这些都是表示基督徒面对世上的政权的时候，你不能逃避的事情，你一定要面对，你一定要很现实，一定要思考。
This is only to say that as a Christian, when you face the government authority of the earth, we must think.
你们要知道
，You must know，
政府配件不是突然的。
For the government to wear sword is not in vain。
美国有一派人叫做 Amish people。
There's a group of people in the U.S. called Amish.
他们住在 Pennsylvania.
They stay in Pennsylvania.
他们什么无论什么都要照圣经。
No matter what kind of thing they encounter, they want to see the biblical principle.
到今天不要用电灯。
Until today, they want to use an electric bulb.
因为电灯圣经里面没有的。
Because the Bible never mentions electric bulb.
所以你用电灯用冷气是违背圣经。
If you use air conditioner, you use a bulb, you go against the biblical principle.
他们不要。开汽车
They don't want to drive an automobile.
因为开汽车不是圣经的教训
Because this is not teaching of the Bible to say it.
圣经里面只有牛车马车没有汽车
Because in the Bible there's only bullock cart and also horse cart.
他们不要用汽车
So they don't want to drive on cars.
他们不要当兵也不要被派去打仗
They don't want to become a soldier, don't want to be drafted to be involved in warfare.
The Amish people 是反战派
So the Amish people are those who are anti-warfare.
那么他们到今天为止
Until today,
过着很清苦的生活。
They live a very simple life.
在二十一世纪的时代。
In the 21st century,
还有这些的乡村。
There are this kind of villages.
我去过的。
I've been there.
我跟他们谈过。
I talked with them.
我知道他们的生活方式。
I knew their way of life.
我在李博士也去过的。
In paradise.
因为他住的地方就在那个地方。
Because I was living quite close to that place.
所以他用电灯就是异端。
So I'm a heresy if I use an electric bulb.
他那些人又很和平，反战，不然他早就被他们打死。
But these people are very peaceful. If not, I would be killed by them.
那么当美国派兵到越南打仗的时候
，When America sent their army to Vietnam,
有一些人无论如何不去就被关监牢。
There are people who do not want to be drafted, they were imprisoned.
有一些去，结果发现坐汽车很舒服，以后就不回家了。
And some went, they said it's so comfortable to be driving in the automobile, they don't want to come back again.
他们开始开电灯
，So they start to have electric bulb.
开始就开汽车
，And also automobiles.
开始用电脑
，And using computer.
开始听收音机
，And listen to radio.
所以他们的生活就改变
，So they change with their life.
所以这是呢。对圣经解释不同的时候产生出来的不同见解的生活
So this kind of different interpretation that influence different way of life when they have different interpretation from the Bible
你们这里有没有当兵的这一个特别要遵循的政令呢
Is there a special rule whereby we can be drafted in this place
有没有啊新加坡是一定要当兵的
In Singapore of course you have the national service
每一个青年一定要当兵
Every young man must be have national service
你们马来西亚有没有啊啊没有啊有快要有了逃不掉了印尼没有的
In Indonesia we don't have
如果印尼说每一个人一定要当兵政府一定养不起
If Indonesia would say everybody must have a national service I tell the government cannot support them
因为印尼人口那么多
Because Indonesia is so populous.
年轻人都当兵
And if young people will be drafted into the army,
25岁的占 60%.
60% of those people are less than 25 years old.
个个当兵
Everybody have national service.
那么至少每一个时候最少一年有2000万人当兵
Then at every single time there are at least 20 million of people who are in army.
养活2000万人养他们活政府自己先死掉
You know to feed them the government will die
所以呢只能是谁要当的就当
So whoever wants to become an army you will become one
那些人比较认为比较有这个保护保障的饭碗 不会打破的，就是当兵的，他们就去当兵。
So that it's better to have government service because you have the, this iron rice bowl.
这个次要的我不谈了。
So I'm not talking about that.
所以呢，到底基督徒要不要当兵？
So should Christian become involved in army?
基督徒参加军队是没有错的。
And it is right we involve in military power.
基督徒当兵不是违背上帝。
It is not going against the biblical principle of becoming a soldier.
那么在战事中间杀了人，是不是违背了基督
条例？ So when you are in a war, you kill. Are you going against the commandments?
你不可杀。
Thou shalt not kill.
那怎么办呢？
Now what to do?
所以这个呢，就有一些的关于政令使人违背上帝的命令的时候，我们应当怎样去了解？
So then we should understand how if there are some governmental rules that go against our understanding of the Bible.
那马丁路德在这件事上有一些的意见。
Martin Luther upon this he has some opinion.
或者一些见解。
Or some interpretation.
他说什么呢？
He said,
如果我的国家
if my country
是侵略别人
were to invade others,
杀害别人
and were to kill others,
发动战争的
and to start a warfare,
我作为基督徒
as a Christian,
为了良心
because of my conscience,
我不可参与这个战事。
I will not be involved in this warfare.
那我如果因为不参与这个战事，以至于被认为是卖国贼，或者反对政府，甚至我要被关监牢，或者被钉死罪，我也应当牺牲自己。
If I, because of that, were to be put into prison, then I'm prepared to sacrifice.
如果我一旦被杀死
，If go against, I'll be killed. Then
我也应当有牺牲的精神。
I must have the spirit of sacrifice.
表示我忠于我的良心，对神。对神的命令应当行的责任
which means I want to be faithful to my conscience to what I should do by the instruction of God's word.
马丁路德又说
Martin Luther also said
如果我的国家是受欺负受侵略有敌军侵犯进来我的国土
if my country were to be invaded by my enemies
那我要挺起奋战照顾我国度中间我的同胞特别是妇女孩童们的性命
Then I must stand up to protect the life of my own people, especially the women and the children.
为了保护我的祖国、我的领土、我的公民
In order to protect my nation, my country, my people,
我应当勇敢牺牲自己到前面去打仗
I must be courageous to sacrifice myself and to fight at the front line.
在打仗的时候，结果是被仇敌杀死，我应当甘心情愿
So in the warfare when I'm being killed by my enemy, I'm willing.
因为我是保护我的百姓
Because I'm protecting my own people.
所以马丁路德不是反战派
So Martin Luther is not anti-warfare.
马丁路德认为必要的时候可以参加战
争 He said if there's a need, you can be involved in warfare.
因为军权是上帝所赐
Because the government power, military power is given by the government.
作为基督徒顺服军令是没有错的。
So as a Christian, we submit to military order is only right.
但如果是我的政府发动了战争，走错路，结果我变成以这个里面的罪有份，怎么办呢
？So if the government, my own government, start a warfare, I'm involved in this sin and evil.
这是整个的政权要向上帝负责任，不是个人有足够的力量。可以完成这个责任
Then it is the whole government authority that must be accountable to God, not as an individual.
所以基督徒可以不可以当兵
So can we as a Christian be in the military?
第二样
The second.
基督徒应该不应当交税
As a Christian, should we pay tax?
应当不应当交税
Should we pay tax?
这一段的圣经清楚告诉我们一定要交税
This verse clearly tells that we must pay tax.
这个税务的权柄是上帝给政府的
Because the authority of taxation is what God has given to the government.
你当纳粮
You must pay the revenue.
你当赋税
Taxation.
这样把税交给政府
So when you pay tax to the government.
就是委托政府去办公众的事情
It is the government who have been entrusted to do the people's thing.
税常常有许多错误的贪心参与在其中
You know, in taxation, sometimes it involves corruption.
特别有许多这个税务局的人
Or some of these revenue authorities.
中文和合一本翻译成税吏
And that is the tax collectors.
税吏是常常贪污的
The tax collectors many times are corrupt.
税吏常常是不老实的
And many times they are dishonest.
所以他在替国家收税的当时也替自己收一大堆
So at a time when they collect tax for government, they collect for their own pocket.
甚至许多时候自己收的比贿赂国库的多好几十倍
And many times in many folds, their own pockets being filled as compared to the treasury.
特别在没有民主先进 百姓督促的政府的国家里面藏着犯罪。
And especially in government, we're not checked and balanced by the democratic people in government.
督权国家。
And the dictatorial kind of government.
不明朗化的财政的这种策略。
And also this financial policy without transparent.
或者这个纳粹人靠着军权夺取政治权柄的纳粹人。
And those who rise up because of military power.
他们不在众人管制之下。
So they are not being governed by the people.
所以也没有人可以知道他怎么样用钱。
And no one is knowing what they do with the money.
他们以政府的身份明目张胆的吸收领就收纳所有的这个税务。
So in the disguise of a government position, they want to collect all the taxes.
但是当他们用钱的时候，没有人管他。
But when they use and spend the money, nobody controls them.
他们贪污的时候
，when they're corrupted,
没有人监督他。
Nobody checks them.
那怎么办呢
？Now what to do now?
我们不能因为政府的税务有问题，我们不交税。
So we cannot because the problem with the taxation system that we not pay tax.
交税是我们的责任。
To pay taxation is our responsibility.
误用税务是他向上帝担负的责任。
But to misuse the tax money is what they got it accounted to God.
我们已经说了，当政府的错误到过分的时候，神会许可某一些革命成功夺取他们的政权。
We say that if the wrongs of the government had transgressed certain kind of boundary, God then would allow certain power to rise and to overthrow them.
那新的政权也是上帝所赐。
And this new government authority also comes from God.
所以叫一切的权柄都是从上帝。
And that's why we say that all authority comes from God.
所以今天我们就正式实际的提到关于军队，关于。
So today in the very real way we want to mention about this military power and also power taxation. When Jesus was being asked about taxation, he said, show me a shilling. So they took a coin to him. He said, whose image is that? They said, this is
Caesar's.
Caesar
is who?
Who is Caesar?
就是罗马帝国的君王。
That is the king of the Roman Empire.
耶稣基督说，对他们回答说。
And Jesus answered them.
这样。
Then.
该杀的物归给该杀。
What belongs to Caesar, give back to Caesar.
上帝的物归给上帝。
What belongs to God, give back to God.
耶稣在这一句话里面把两个国度的责任都提出来了。
So here Jesus Christ mentioned about responsibility towards two kingdoms.
你们在地上生活。
You are living on the earth.
你们在这个地球上赚钱
and also make money in the earth
你们在国度保全的这种保障中间过着安舒过着不被侵扰不被抢夺的生活
under the protection of this government authority you lead a peaceful life
所以对你们在上的政府
so to your government who is above you
你们应当交税
you must pay tax
使政府有足够的财源来控制来管理来发展这个社会
so the government has enough revenue to develop this nation
所以交税是我们的责任
so taxation is our responsibility
我交上去了才乱用税我不交
so if I were to pay tax they simply squander it I won't pay tax then
这不是足够的理由
this is not a sufficient reason
因为百姓交税给政府是上帝的命令
because for the people to pay taxation is God's command
政府不承受税务是他们要向上帝负责任
to the government who is not honest with the taxation money that's the responsibility to God
所以我们照着神吩咐我们分内的事做应当做的事
so according to what we commanded by God we do what is due to us
这样的话
then
我们才不会喧宾夺主
we will not stand to take the position of the government
我们才不会以自己作为上帝的身份把事情搞得更乱
Do not put ourselves in the position of God and then we will make a mess of everything
感谢上
Praise God
圣经的解释是这么清楚
Such is the interpretation so clearly by the Bible
圣经的教导是这么清楚
Such is so clear the teaching of the Bible
该杀的物归给该杀
That belongs to Caesar give it back to Caesar
上帝的物归给上帝
That which belongs to God give it back to God
第二个国度
So the second kingdom
你是属于神国度的子民
It is God's government
你应当把上帝给你的交给上帝
What God is due to God, you must give it to God.
基督徒会比普通人更穷。
So then as a Christian, we are poorer than common people.
普通人交了税以后, 他就没有四分之一的责任。
Because as a common people, after we pay the tax, we don't have to pay tithe.
基督徒交了税, 还要把四分之一再交给上帝。
But as a Christian, after you pay the tax, you still got to pay tithe.
而且不是说你交了税,剩下的钱才拿四分之一。
It's not after you pay the tax, what remains, you tithe.
是你从神领受的收入里面,四分之一是上帝。
But actually, the income, total income, what received from God, you must tithe.
所以最好不做基督徒，免得钱又少一部分去。
So better don't become a Christian because your money will be less now.
但是事实告诉我们,
but the facts tells us,
当一个人照着耶稣的吩咐,
when a man do according to what Jesus instructed,
该杀的物归给该杀,
that we belong to Caesar, go to Caesar.
上帝的物归给上帝,
that belongs to God, go to God.
他把这两国度中间的这个责任都尽了以后,
when he have done these two responsibilities to these two kingdoms,
神没有使他的儿女比别人更穷。
God will not allow his children to fall short.
为什么呢?
Why?
注意听下面的话。
Listen.
当一个人照着神的原则理财的时候,
when a man manages his money according to God's principle,
他就有智慧把其余的钱再怎么用, 结果不但不缺乏, 变成更聪明的投资者, 更聪明的储蓄者, 更聪明的拥有者。
Then he become a wise man who know how to manage the money God has given to him, so become a wise investor and also a one who is wise in managing the money.
相反的,
in the reverse way,
对钱糊里糊涂的,
if a man were to live so carefully with the money,
当尽的责任都不尽,
what is due to you, you never do it.
当付的债都不付,
what you got to pay the tax, you shouldn't pay, you don't pay.
当奉献的都不奉献,
what you should make offering, you never make offering.
当交的税都不交的时候,
the taxation, you never pay tax.
也算是乱七八糟,
you are in a mess.
乱用钱,
and mess in your money.
到头来,
and in the finally,
变成没有办法控制自己一个穷人。
You become a poor man that cannot manage yourself.
求主帮助我们,
that God will help us.
今天我就讲到这一段,
today I stop this passage here.
结束了这一段里面关于政权与基督徒之间的关系的问题,
so when I conclude this passage about Christian and his responsibility to the government,
下个礼拜开始,
and from next week onward,
我们要从这一方面提到怎样成全律法。
We want to, from this aspect, how then we should fulfill the law.
跳到一个爱的成全,
but it comes to the fulfillment of love then. May God bless us.
So
we all rise.
We want to read
chapter 13, reading from verse 1 to verse 6. Romans chapter 13. We'll read together.
我们从第一节一直读到第七节。一二三，在上有权柄的
人人当顺服他,
因为没有权柄,
不是出于上帝的,
凡掌权的,
都是上帝所命的, 所以抗拒掌权的, 就是抗拒上帝的命, 抗拒的必自取刑罚, 做官的也不是叫行善的惧怕, 乃是叫作恶的惧怕, 你愿意不惧怕掌权的吗? 你只要行善, 就可得他的称赞, 因为他是上帝的用人, 是与你有益的, 你若作恶, 却当惧怕, 因为他不是空空的配件, 他是上帝的用人, 是深渊刑罚的作恶的,
所以你必须顺服,
不但是因为刑罚, 也是因为良心,
你们纳粮也为这个缘故,
因他们是上帝的差役,
常常不管这事,
凡人所当得的, 就给他,
当得粮,
给他纳粮,
当得税,
给他上税,
当惧怕的,
惧怕他,
当恭敬的,
恭敬他。
我们读经到这地方,
we stop the reading of the scripture.
我们低头祷告,
let us bow and pray.
我们再一次为自己